this sounds like it's going to be an absolute treat. We've got stunning works of art being displayed in the most beautiful setting as the Surrey Sculpture Society launches their latest exhibition. A sculpture trail has been created at Ramster Gardens, which is in Chiddingfold near Godalming. The trail is now opened and it will be in place until early June. And Caroline Wheaton is from the Surrey Sculpture Society and joins me now. Morning, Caroline. Now, paint a picture in our minds of the Ramster Gardens. So it sounds beautiful.
Morning, Nikki. It is an absolutely stunning venue. And this time of year and in the autumn, it comes to its full glory. It's just full of early flowering rhododendrons. The bluebells are stunning. There's camellias. It's an absolutely fabulous place. The sculpture trail just works wonderfully on the main sort of path through the venue, and it's completely accessible as well. So whether you've got buggies or you're in a wheelchair, you can move around the sculpture trail and see all the sculptures that are nestled within this beautiful spring colour. So yes, we're super lucky to be partnering with Rosie Glaister and her family who run Ramster Garden there.
Oh, it sounds beautiful. I know. I just love this time of year because I find bluebells, they're quite magical, aren't they?
Completely. You really want to sort of just have a picnic in the wood with them, don't you?
Yes.
And sort of, you know, run through them. It's wonderful.
And you've got more than 100 sculptures positioned.
Yes,
I mean, that's impressive.
Of every type, ceramics and metal, glass and stone, bronze and wood, and there's a wonderful broad range of sculpture. They're all for sale, and it's our first outdoor show of the year, so perhaps we're all kind of dying to exhibit by this stage, and we're out there with our outdoor sculptures. So definitely something for the garden for everyone, I think, in there.
Oh, I can imagine. And what a beautiful backdrop. Now, is it all right to touch the sculptures? Because, I mean, they just sound so tactile when you're just describing all the things that they've been made of.
Absolutely. You know, for me, sculpture is something very much to kind of, be engaged with, and tactile is part of that. Obviously, if something looks a bit fragile, then be careful. But generally, these things are robust enough to, robust enough to sit in your garden. So, yes, do engage with them.
I know. I mean, that's quite posh having a sculpture in the garden, isn't it? I mean, that's grown up.
But a lot of them are, you know, as much as any art is affordable, a lot of them are that. And, you know, they're made by us. They're not sort of enormous sort of sculptures that you'll find in the middle of a public square or whatever. They're very much made for the domestic kind of setting.
And tell us a little bit about the Surrey Sculpture Society. So is this something that anyone can join? Maybe you've never had any experience, but you think, well, do you know, I'd like to give that a go.
Absolutely. We're a network of sculptors. There's about 250 members at the moment, some of us exhibiting, some of us not. And if you go to our website, surreysculpture.org.uk, there's a tab on there that you can click to either be a member or a friend. We do education as well as sculpt, and you get a network of sort of like-minded individuals who you can kind of chat to about your latent projects and your nascent experiments. So very, very good.
So what got you into sculpting? Was it a papier-mâché model at school?
I was super lucky. I'm an artist by sort of painter, as it were, by origin, and my mother-in-law thought I would enjoy a sculpture course, and the amazing Marcia Bennett Mayle taught me stone carving in the under the arches of the British Museum, under the arcade there. It was absolutely stunning, and I was hooked thereafter.
What an amazing present.
Yes, it was the best present ever, I think.
Oh, definitely. So how many sculptures have you got on display?
I haven't got anything in display this particular time. I didn't get mine ready in time,
oh.
So I'm ashamed to admit it. But our next three venues, so Standon House in East Grinstead, Lennersley Gardens and Savile Gardens, I will absolutely have something ready and waiting for those shows.
Oh, that's good. I mean, it must be. Do you have to be in the right mood to do something like that as well?
Well, yeah. Do you know what? I think we all sort of take that excuse, perhaps, if we're not in the mood. But, you know, at the end of the day, for some of us, it's our job. So I have to get up in the morning and want to sculpt like I used to have to want to go into the office in the morning.
So remind us where we can see all these wonderful sculptures.
So it's at Rumpster Garden, and that's in Chiddingfold near Godalming. And sort of good family event. There's a tea room and everything there as well. So don't worry about getting thirsty as you walk around the trail. You can treat yourself to a nice tea and a bun when you've finished.
Oh, it sounds absolutely perfect. And what do you treat yourself to on a Saturday? Is there something in particular that you love doing on a Saturday, Caroline?
Yeah, do you know what? It's lovely because I don't sort of work and therefore have specifically Saturday and Sunday off. I love getting together with friends on a Saturday because everyone's around and you can get together and have a catch up and really just relax together. So, and especially with the weather's good, just getting out for a walk in the afternoon with some friends is just the best thing.
Oh, it definitely is. Well, thank you so much. Lovely to chat to you today. That was Caroline Wheaton from the Surrey Sculpture Society.